Okay, today is the celebration of the Ramayan, Ram Nomi, the appearance day of Lord Ram. So, we're going to be speaking, obviously, about Lord Ram today. And looks like a lot of people are sleeping. So, at least online, a lot of people will be watching. So, we will start. And this evening also we'll be speaking at 5 o'clock in the evening about Lord Ram. This morning's class will be basically the lessons that we can learn from Lord Ram's pastimes, and this evening will be but some of the pastimes of Lord Ram, especially the kidnapping of Sita Devi, the rescuing of Sita Devi, Hanuman's exploits, and what else? And phew! Then Ram sending Sita away. I mean, we'll cover a lot of stuff tonight. But this morning is going to be a little more philosophical with some stories. Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram. Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram. Sri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram. Sri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram. Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Raghupati Raghava, Raja Ram, Patita Pavana Sita Ram. Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram. Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram. Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram. Raghupati Raghava Raghu Raghum Patita Pavana Sita Ram. Raghupati Raghava Raghu Raghum Patita Pavana Sita Ram. Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram Sri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya 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 Ram Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram Haribo, 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 Haribo. Let Jai go, Haribo, 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 Haribo. Jai, Jai Om Vishnupad, Padamahansa Paravidakacharya, All Siddhata Siddhashi Shimad, His Divine Grace Savaya, Chalanada Bhaktivananda Gosami, Marashila Prabhupad Kichai, Iskan Founder Acharya, Charya, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananda Gauti, Vaishnava Vrindin ki jai, Namacharya, Srila Huidas Thakur ki jai. Friends, say Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shidwaita Gadadha, Shibasidigor, Bhakta Vrindin ki jai, Sri Sri Radhakrishna, Gopi Gopitna, Shyam Kunda, Radhakunda, Giri Govardhan Kijai, Vrindavanam Kijai, Maturidam Kijai, Jagadadasami Kijai, Yamunamai Kijai, Shimani Lasidevi Kijai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Kijai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai, Gaur, Premananda, Hari 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 Bol. So, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Pristaya, Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini, Namini Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pajarni, Nipashesha Shunyavadi, Paschata Deja Tarni, so Omagana Timidandasha, Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmiditam Yena Tasmai Shikurve Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master's divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, so kindly open my eyes with the torch light of knowledge while is blinded in the darkness of ignorance. The other night, someone asked me the question, why is a torch? Why isn't sunlight? And then I described Plato's analogy of the cave. Because we're all in the cave, the darkness of material existence. And so someone has to come in with a little representative of the light of the sun, the torch, to show us the way out. Because we're all accustomed to simply what shadows. That means reflections. It's just like Bhagavad Gita in the 15th chapter describes this material world as a reflection of the spiritual realm. So we're actually just trying to enjoy the reflection. It's like if you look in the mirror, you try to enjoy what's in the mirror. That's our problem. Anyway, so apart from that, tonight, or this morning, we are going to speak about the lessons that we can learn from the Ramayana. So normally at this particular time, we'd be talking about Lord Ram's birth, his appearance in regard to Rishi Sringa, which we mentioned last week, last Sunday. Or we'd be talking about the division of the Kir between Sumitra, Kaushalya, Kaikeyi. So we'd be talking about all those things, and then Lord Ram's early pastimes of how Vishvamitra took him away. But I'm not going to talk about any of those things today, so sorry to disappoint you. We're going to talk about the lessons one can learn from the Ramayana. And I have 15 lessons here that I noted down, and there's perhaps even more. And these lessons are applicable to us. Because when I took a course from Mother Ermila how to teach, she said you have to do applicability. That's the most important thing, right? So this is a class on applicability, but there's going to be pastimes in it. Okay. So the first one we learned from the Ramayana, the first lesson we could learn that we can apply to ourselves, is called the nature of the holy name and attachment to the holy name. And we told the story, the first recitation of the Ramayana, which was a week or two ago, of how Valmiki, who is Ratnagara, a great dacoit, was addicted to sinful activities, and he had a wake-up call when his wife and children refused to accept his karma. You know, naturally you think, they love me. All my family loves me very much. But then if you accept them, ask them to accept your karma, what will they say? No. Let's say you're working a job. Let's say you're working at McDonald's. Let's put it in a present-day context. You're working at McDonald's because your family has to be supported. Of course, we were reading last night in the Chaitanya Charitamrita how one works for malechas, then one becomes a malecha. Really interesting. It's better. It's an interesting story. Sorry if I'm telling stories within stories. I can scream. Why don't we put this thing on mic stand? Bring me a mic stand.
Hi, Lucas.
I thought that would wake you up. So, okay. Thank you very much. Okay. You can also turn up the sounds. Okay, I think this is better, right? So, to keep you all awake, I don't want to blast all your eardrums out. So it was interesting in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you have Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami considering themselves lower than Jagai and Madai. Because Jagai and Madai never served, or they didn't eat meat, and they didn't serve malechas. All they did was just like carouse, get drunk, and torture people. So this way,
Oh dear. Where did he go?
Sure, because the internet takes a while to get back. Okay, let me just check. Did you put... Yeah, do all this stuff first. Still, yeah, the live streaming actually continues. Let me just make sure we're all right now. But, you know, I'm just looking at everyone else's faces now. All right, did you spotlight me? Wesley Champaga. I mean, I like her, but not. I don't want to see her face. It's all good? The live streaming actually continues. Let me just make sure we're all right now. Okay, good. Very good. Okay. Back online. Okay, so anyway, we were telling a story about Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami, how they consider themselves to be more fallen than Jagai and Mali. And it's quite an interesting realization of that part of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, because they were serving the Muslim government, and Prabhupada describes they actually took on certain external characteristics, like almost like Muslims, and the names Dabir Khas and Shakara Malik. Anyway, getting back to the Ramayan story, please, no talking in class. Hari Bol. Getting back to the Ramayan story, you have Valmiki, who was committing all these heinous activities for his family, and his family refused to accept any of his karma. And the sages told him, if you want to rectify yourself, you should chant the names of Ram. And he was unable to chant the names of Ram, so he chanted the famous mantra, Mara, Mara, Mara. And it became what? Ram, Ram, Ram. And he realized the Supreme Personality of Godhead by chanting the name, the Namabhas chanting of the Lord's holy names. So that's one lesson. And then there's another story that most of you are not familiar with. And this story involves Narada Muni, who is, if you don't like this, then you don't have to listen to it, who is a great trickster. So Narada Muni, there was once upon a time, a king of Kashi named Surat was going to see Ram. This is after Ram was in Ayodhya, after Ravana had been killed and Sita had been rescued and everything like that. And so he was going to see Ram. And so while he was going to see Ram, who comes upon the scene but Narada Muni? And Narada Muni says to him, okay, you're going to see Ram, that's very nice. Offer your obeisances to Ram. But if you see Viswamitra Muni there, don't offer your obeisances to Viswamitra Muni. And so he goes in to see Ram, and he offers his obeisances to Sri Ram, and not to Viswamitra. He pretty much ignores Viswamitra Muni. And so Viswamitra Muni, naturally, he has a temper. He gets very upset. So when this king leaves, Surat leaves, Viswamitra Muni says, you gotta kill him. And so Ram, taking the order of his guru, he says, I'm actually going to kill him. And so in the meantime, Surat hears what's going on, and he gets really upset. And who does he go to? Not to Hanuman. He goes to Hanuman's mother. You heard this story before, right? And he goes to Hanuman's mother, and he says, you got to have Hanuman protect me. So Hanuman is an obedient servant of his mother, as everyone should be. So Hanuman is an obedient servant of his mother, and she says to him, you have to protect this king. And Hanuman is thinking, how can I protect this king? Because Lord Ram wants to kill him. I'm supposed to serve Lord Ram. I'm supposed to do whatever Lord Ram wants. And so Hanuman is thinking of a strategy. So he goes to Lord Ram, before Lord Ram embarks upon this killing episode. He goes to Lord Ram and says, please give me a blessing. Please give me a blessing for all the service I've done to you. And Lord Ram says, yeah, sure, what blessing do you want? And Hanuman says, let your name be more powerful than you are. This is a famous story, of course. And then Lord Ram says, you know, Tathashtu, you know, let it be. My name is more powerful. That's the philosophy anyway. The name is non-different than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All right. So Hanuman says to this king, I'm going to protect you. So Lord Ram goes out to try to kill the king, and Viswamitra Muni is with him. And Hanuman is standing there in front of the king, chanting Ram Nam. Ram Nam, Ram Nam. You know, Ram Ram, Ram Ram. Not just Ram Nam, but Ram Ram Ram. Sita Ram, Sita Ram. Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram. And then Ram pulls out his arrow to shoot the king, and he sees Hanuman in front. He says, Hanuman, because I've taken a vow, you're going to have to be hit by the arrow too. And Hanuman is just saying, the king's behind him, the king is shivering with fear. He's going, oh my God, what's happening? Ram is going to kill me. And so Ram pulls out his arrow from the quiver, and he pulls back on the bowstring and fires the arrow. And it bounces off Hanuman's club. Now we know that Ram has what? One arrow, one word, and one wife. He's famous for that. But this arrow didn't work. This arrow just bounces back and goes back in his quiver. And so, you know, he tries a few more times and he's unsuccessful. Here's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was unsuccessful in his endeavor. Of course, it's a pastime. And eventually, this king, Surat, he's instructed to bow down to Viswamitra and beg for forgiveness, and Viswamitra forgives him, and they live happily ever after. So that's a wonderful story about Ram Nam. And of course, there are many stories about the holy name of the Lord and the efficacy and of the holy name of the Lord, such as the Ajamil story in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So it's very important for us as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, as those devotees who are following the Yuga Dharma. So that's one lesson we can learn from the Ramayana, the attachment to the holy name of Ram and Krishna. Another lesson, and I think this is really important for us, is the one of loyalty. Now, loyalty is very important. You know, sometimes it's described as what? Chastity. Chastity, loyalty. And I'm not going to just talk about Sita and Ram, because obviously that's the typical story you tell in regard to chastity or loyalty. That Sita is sitting there, of course, that's the Maya Sita. She's sitting there just chanting Ram's name, and she's holding this feather in front of her, and if Ravan comes close, then he'll be destroyed, and he doesn't dare to come close. I mean, that's a typical story, but there's more stories about loyalty in the Ramayana than simply the story of Sita and Ram, and I'm going to tell some, or relate, or indicate some of those stories. One of the stories is the story of Indrajit and Ravan. Indrajit is the son of Ravan. He's actually the main son of Ravan. And he's called Indrajit because he conquered over Indra. And so in the final stages of the war between Ram and Ravan, you find Indrajit advising Ram that, you know, he's just advising Ravan, sorry, that Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so you should just, like, give up Sita. Even he gets to that extreme. You should give up Sita. you know, I'm going to be killed, you're going to be killed. But his father advises him, just go and fight. And he fights, just being completely loyal to his father's order. So that's one instance of loyalty. Another instance is very similar to that, which is the relationship between Kumbhakarna and Ravan. Kumbhakarna also has the realization of who Ram and Lakshman are. And he tells Ravan the same thing, and then he goes out and fighting on behalf of his brother. And then there's the loyalty that's exhibited between the four brothers, Ram, Lakshman, Bharata, and Shatrughna. And there's many stories about Lakshman's loyalty. I mean, Lakshman is even ready to kill his brother Bharat when he thinks that Bharat is coming to attack Ram. And Lakshman is in the forest serving Sita and Ram for the whole period of the exile. And he's basically, some of the stories, it's not there in the Ramayana, but it's a story told by Bhakti Chumarish, that Lakshman didn't eat. But it's not there in the Valmiki Ramayana. So I'm just making the things that are in the Valmiki Ramayana, I'll be very specific about. The things that are, you know, I heard from some other devotee, I'll be very specific about too. Obviously, it's one of the Puranas. And just one thing about the Puranas, just to caution you about, is that many of the Puranas, other than the Bhagavad Purana, have not been passed down in disciplic succession. And the Puranas, the way the Puranas are passed down in disciplic succession is by word of mouth, not exact memorization. When you have the four original Vedas, you know, the Rig, Sama, Yajur, and Atharva Veda, they were passed down through memorization as well as the Upanishads. But when you have the Puranas and the Itihasas, this is something that's like you tell the story and then it's repeated and then it's repeated and repeated. So many times we find devotees stating or repeating stories they've heard from or read from a particular Purana. Just like yesterday I was talking to someone who had read the Shiva Purana and read some things that were very confusing insofar as, how do you spell, Sri Ram. You played Sarvanaka, right?
Yes, and
Trijata. Trijata, that's very nice. And Sarvanaka. Okay, we'll do that play in the future. So, Adibo. So, I was telling this devotee who was a little confused by reading the Shiva Purana about the ontological position of Shiva versus Krishna. I was explaining that the Shiva Purana has not been passed down an unbroken disciplic succession, whereas the Bhagavad Purana, Bhagavad Gita, have been passed down in unbroken disciplic succession. So it's really important to understand, you know, epistemologically, what we actually accept. So getting back to that, to the point of the story that I was telling, is that these four brothers, anyway, we're talking about Lakshman. The story that Bhakti Chumar told is he wasn't eating the whole time because Ram never told him to eat the whole time he was in the forest. And then Lakshman asked for benediction after that whole period of time. And the benediction he asked for was that he would never take birth or never appear as Ram's younger brother again, because he didn't like many of the things that Ram told him, although he followed whatever Ram told him. So Lakshman was, he was like basically the shadow of Ram, that loyalty. I mean, it's hard to find people so loyal today. I mean, you can't, basically. And then you have Bharat, who was the third brother. And, of course, these four brothers are the Chaturvyuha expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudev, Sankarshan, Prajuna, and Aniruddha. So you have Bharat, who was actually given the kingdom by his mother Kaikeyi. And I think most of you, some of you are not that familiar with the story, but Kaikeyi, being instigated or pushed on by Mantra, who was basically the... She was like the nurse of Bart when Bart was very young, and she was... I mean, she's depicted as a hunchback lady. And so Bart was actually given the kingdom by his mother, and he refused to accept it because the kingdom rightfully belonged to Ram, and Ram had been exiled at the behest of his mother. And so instead of accepting the kingdom, he went to find Ram to convince him to come back. And there's such an elaborate description of the Valmiki Ramayana of this story that not only did he go to see Ram, but he constructed a road all the way to where Ram was in the forest. You know, a very wide road. And he took the whole army with him, with all their flags, and he took his gurus with him, Vashishtha Muni and Vishwamitra Muni, just to try to convince Ram to come back. And his argument was that, Ram, you made a promise, or you're following the order of your father and Kaikeyi, to accept exile. So I will take your place. Can you imagine that loyalty? I mean, how many of us, if our excuse me, if our brother or someone we loved had some, was put in prison, let's say, for 14 years or 15 years, and we had the opportunity to serve the prison sentence in their place, how many of us would do that? I don't think many of us would do that. But Bart had so much love for his brother, he was willing to do that. And Ram, of course, refused. And ultimately, you know, there's this big discussion that's described in the Ramayana between Ram and Bart. And Ram ultimately convinces Bart he's not going to do it. So Bart goes back and doesn't really take the kingdom at that point. What he does is he takes the shoes of Ram that Ram has actually stepped into to sort of like sanctify the shoes, and takes the shoes of Ram and worships the shoes of Ram and puts them on the throne. Not only that, but Bart doesn't even go back to Ayodhya. He stays in a place called Nandigram, which is outside of Ayodhya. It's not the same Nandigram that we have in Braj. But he stays in Nandigram, and he lives under the earth. Can you imagine that? Under the earth. So, because Ram, having taken the vow of vanaprastha, this is interesting for those who are vanaprasthas. One person is listening who's a vanaprastha. Vanaprastha is supposed to lie on the bare earth when a vanaprastha sleeps and wear what? Tree bark. So, and Ram was actually wearing tree bark. And Sita also was wearing tree bark. They gave up all their costly ornaments, and we're going through for so many years just wearing tree bark. So Bart does the same thing voluntarily, wearing tree bark, living under the earth, because Ram is sleeping on top of the earth, and Bart sleeps below the earth. Not only that, his food consists of barley and cow urine. This is described in the Valmiki Ramayana. Barley and cow urine? And because Ram is just living, what, on just the forest vegetables? Because part of the instructions for those who go to the forest, vanaprastha, is you're not supposed to, you know, just go to the supermarket and buy broccoli or something like that. You're supposed to just take the roots and the things that grow naturally on trees. There's no cultivation for those who are vanaprastha. So Bart follows the same thing. And he manages the kingdom in the name of Ram, just like a prime minister or something like that. I mean, this is incredible love. This is a really important lesson, especially in regard to our relationships, the relationships we have between each other, not only the relationship with the guru, or the relationship of husband and wife, and wife and husband. One becomes very powerful, just like Srila Prabhupada, because of his chastity to his guru in carrying out the order, taking his guru's instructions as life and soul. He became very, very, very powerful. Wow. And another story of loyalty, and actually we can talk about these stories or these points or lessons from the Ramayana forever. Another story is Ram's loyalty to Kaikeyi. Now here's Kaikeyi, okay. I guess for those of you who don't know the Ramayana too well, we can tell the story. Kaikeyi is the mother of Bart. At first, when she hears that Ram, this is before Ram's exile, she hears that Ram is going to be coronated, she becomes so happy. This is ecstatic, Ram, because she considers Ram like her own son. I mean, this is the love everybody had between each other. But then Mantura, who's like Kali Yuga personified, comes in and says, don't you understand? You're just going to become like a maidservant, and your son is going to be treated like a servant. How can you put up with this? And also, you should understand that Ram and that Dasarath are doing this while Bart and Shatrughna are not here, because they had gone to visit their uncle at that particular point. And so Mantra plants the seed of doubt in Kaikeyi's mind. And Kaikeyi, she gets angrier and angrier and angrier. Finally, she goes to the angry room in her palace. Because every lady, this is very important for you ladies who have emotions, to have a room in your house where you can get angry. Isn't it? The kings, the queens, they would always have that. It's pretty nice, isn't it? So Dasarath, the father of Ram, after he decides to coronate Ram, he wants to visit the wife he loves the best. Kaikeyi, you know, she's the young one, the cute one. The other ones are a little older. So Dasarath goes to see Kaikeyi. Where's Kaikeyi? Can't find her. Huh, where is she? And they say, she's in the angry room. And so he goes into the angry room to see Kaikeyi. Kaikeyi's on the ground, pounding the ground, like ladies do sometimes. Yes, she's pounding the ground. She's on the ground. And then that Dasarath says, what's the problem? And she says, you'll never understand. And he says, I will understand. She says, oh, you'll never understand. And then after a while, he says, whatever you want, I'll do for you. And she says, really? Okay. She sits up, and of course she says she wants Ram to be banished to the forest, and then her son to be coronated. And so Dasarath is completely devastated. He actually renounces. I'm getting, this is a story of love. Don't worry, we'll get to the end of it. Of Ram's love for Kaikeyi. So he renounces his wife. He says, you're no longer my wife. You're no longer Ram's mother. And it's really heavy. And of course, ultimately, when Ram is exiled, Dasarath leaves this world, and there's a reason for that, which we don't have time to talk about right now, out of separation. And even Bart renounces his mother, Kaikeyi. He says, you're not my mother anymore. And of course, Shatrughna, following in the footsteps of Bart, agrees with him. And so this poor Kaikeyi, But what does Ram do? Ram shows so much love for Kaikeyi, he orders Bart to be kind to his mother and accept his mother back. And also there's stories in the Ramayana when Ram greets his mother, he greets Kaikeyi first. Not only does he forgive her, but there's no animosity at all. Also, this is a story that indicates how we should see Krishna's hand or God's hand behind everything. Because if something happens to us, we don't blame the immediate cause of that occurrence. We actually try to understand what's behind it. Like in the Bhagavatam, you have that story of Kali who's beating the cow and the bull. And Kali is asked by Parikshit Maharaj, who has done this to you? And Kali said, it's very difficult to understand. And ultimately, he points out, I mean, not Kali says, but Dharma the Bull says it's very difficult to understand. And ultimately, Parikshit Maharaj understands by Dharma's explanation that Dharma is the personality of religion as a bull. So anyway, you have this, and love, and Ram showed so much love for Kaikeyi that even at the end of this whole episode of killing Ravan, you have Dasarath come again from the heavens. You know, he's there in the heavens. And he's very pleased that Ram has done everything he's done. And Ram says, Dad, I have one request. Uh-oh, what happened now? Just the camera, right? Okay, we're still online. Ram says to his father, I have one request to make from you. I request that you again accept Kaikeyi. Isn't this amazing? I mean, that's an amazing story about the love and loyalty between two personalities and the forgiveness that's there. Prabhupada actually said, that forgiveness, this is from the Bhagavad Gita also, that forgiveness is one of the qualities of a Brahmin, of a devotee. A devotee is not vengeful. So, okay, I'm getting on. We have 15 more minutes. I mean, I don't think I'll cover all these. The next one is Dharma. You know, the importance of Dharma, how one has to be attached to Dharma, doing Dharma, or being Dharmic, regardless of the situation. Of course, one story about that is that Ram, who is very much attached to Sita Devi, because he's carrying out the Dharma of the king. Yeah, you better. Okay, see you later. Just at the right time. Just at the right time. Because people wouldn't understand this story. So when the washerman is complaining about Ram accepting Sita Devi back, and Ram understands that the doubts the citizens have in him will actually interfere with his ability to carry out his duties, he asks Sita Devi to go to the forest. So you may say this is very cruel. I mean, from an esoteric viewpoint, this is actually Vipralamba, the separation, worship and separation, so it's not actually cruel. But on the other hand, we can learn the importance of being dharmic, of doing the right thing all the time, not deviating from the right dharmic activity. So Ram showed this. And, of course, another lesson, which I already mentioned, is Vipralamba. You have Ram and Sita, which is the typical example we give. But there's also Ram and Dasarath. When Ram went to the forest, being sent at the behest of Kaikeyi, Dasarath felt so much separation, he left this world in separation from Ram. And of course, We do know the story that Dasarath was cursed because there was this Shravan Kumar, going back to the story, Shravan Kumar, who was serving his blind parents. They were very ancient, aged parents. And he was serving them. And one day he was getting water from some sort of well or a lake and filling his water pot. Hare Krishna. And he was filling his water pot with water, the Shravan Kumar. And Dasarath, who was practicing his martial arts, that is, firing his arrows, at a sound vibration, he thought it was a deer drinking water. And he fired his arrow and killed the Shravan Kumar. And Shravan Kumar was dying, and as he was dying, he mentioned that he had his blind parents. Dasarath went to the blind parents, apologized to the blind parents, and the blind parents said that we are leaving this world in separation from our son. And in the same way, they cursed Dasarath, that you will leave this world in separation from your son. So you have that part of the story. But this was actually arranged by Krishna, by Ram, so that Dasarath could show his great attachment to Ram, because as he was leaving this world, he would be chanting Ram, 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 Ram. And actually, when Ram was going into exile, Dasarath was following him. He was ready to follow him into the forest. Not only was Dasarath ready to follow Ram into the forest, but all the residents of Ayodhya were following Ram into the forest. And then Kaikeyi got upset. He said, what is the use of the kingdom for my son, Bart, if there's nobody here? So then they brought them all back, and she brought her husband back. And at that point, her husband, Dasarath, began to leave this world. And, you know, we also have lessons of Vipralamba Seva in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. We have Lakshmi Priya, who was the first wife of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who left this world due to the snake bite of separation. Her mood of separation assumed the form of a snake. It's amazing. And, of course, you have Vishnu Priya, who is worshiping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in separation for the whole period of her life, basically, after Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. He took sannyas when she was 16 years of age. And she would, let's say, eat one grain of rice for each mantra, Hare Krishna mantra she chanted. Some people say it was each round, but that wouldn't be too practical. So it was each mantra that she chanted out of separation. And then, of course, you have the gopis and Krishna. When Krishna left Braj at 16, when he was 16, and some acharyas say 12, some say 16. Anyway, I'm not going to get into that controversy. And then that they were feeling separation for that period of time. So this is a constant theme that you actually see in many of the different appearances of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Another lesson we can learn from the Ramayana, important lesson, is that the Lord's pastimes are eternal. And Prabhupada tells this story. It's not in the Valmiki Ramayana, but it's mentioned by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Is that the sun god, Vivaswan, and we hear about the sun god in the Bhagavad Gita, Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proktavanaham Aviyam, Vivaswan Manave Praha, Manur Ikshvakave Pravit. We hear about him, and he was worshipping Sitan Ram millions of years before Sitan Ram appeared in this world. And he had deities of Sitan Ram. So what does this mean? This means that the pastimes of the Lord are eternal. They're always going on, or they're continuing, or they're repeating, but they're there. They're not something that's temporary in this world, just like our own life. Life's a poor player that struts and frets his time upon the stage and then is heard no more, as Shakespeare says, right? You know, so just like we're very proud of our life. We think, you know, here we are sitting in New Goloka. And then it's not going to repeat. It's not that, you know, in the next eon there's going to be a Veer Krishna Goswami born in New Goloka. Sorry about that one. It's not going to happen. I mean, I'll be reborn, that's true, but that's not as this. So these deities, they were worshipped by Vivaswan, Manu, Ikshvaku, passed down through disciplic succession, or through son or father to son, all the way down to Lord Ram. And actually, Dasarath had these deities too, all the way to Lord Ram. And Lord Ram was given these deities. And Lord Ram, of course, did not want to worship his own deity. Just like the other day, Lochan gave me a deity of myself. He was testing out his 3D printer. Not that I was ordering deities, but... So he was testing out his 3D printer. It actually looked pretty good. And it's not that I'm going to just like put it on my altar and worship it or anything like that. So Ram, he put it in a closet. And so what happened is that there was a Brahmin in Ayodhya who loved Ram. And he had taken a vow that he wasn't going to eat before he saw Ram that day. Similarly, we should all take a vow that we shouldn't eat before seeing the deities. Everybody. Everybody lives in the vicinity. And that's what they do in Jaipur. They don't go to work before they see the deities. I mean, we don't understand Krishna's there. So this Brahmin had taken that vow because he's living in Ayodhya. But that was a problem for him because Ram didn't always stay at home. Being a kshatriya, or acting as a kshatriya, he went out to, I guess, hunt sometimes. Yes, there was hunting. That's described in the Ramayana. He went out to visit villages to see if everything was all right. So this poor Brahmin sometimes had to fast for days. Can you imagine that? And so what Ram did, he gave that Brahmin his deities. He said, look, if you worship the deities, then you don't have to fast. And Brahma said, thank God. And he got the deities and he didn't have to fast. And that Brahmin later on gave the deities to Hanuman. And Hanuman was worshiping the deities, And then Hanuman actually gave those same deities to his brother Madhvacharya. And those deities can now be seen in Udupi if you go there. You know, Madhvacharya, because we are actually descendants of Madhvacharya. So that proves that Lord Ram's pastimes are eternal. And of course, the Sanskrit word for that is Nitya Lila. So I'm going to skip some of the other lessons we can learn from the Ramayana. Here's a big one. Dangers of lust. Now, sometimes we think that lust is love. You know, we confuse the two. Because it's so bewildering because... Oops, we have time. It's so bewildering because, you know, there's so many chemicals rushing in the body and things like that. And, you know, the modes of nature, kamesha, krodesha, rajaguna, samudbhava, that the whole world goes on. You know, what do they say? Love makes the world go round. Or Prabhupada said, repeating an English economist, that the attraction between men and women is the cause of economic development in this world. So there's a great confusion of these things. And of course, this lust is exhibited to, let's say, the greatest degree in the case of Ravan. And Ravan, his lust destroyed him when he lusted after Sita Devi. And of course, Prabhupada gives the example of Sita Devi. And he mentions, of course, that Sita Devi is Lakshmi. So when one lusts after Lakshmi, or actually one could say that all ladies are actually Lakshmi's representatives, which is interesting. Because Prabhupada commented that if the husband treats the wife nicely, then there's always good fortune in the house. If the husband and wife don't argue and there's love between the husband and wife, there's always good fortune. We're not just talking about money. We're talking about happiness and other types of good fortune. So Ravan, Prabhupada said, he tried to kidnap Lakshmi. And in doing so, he was actually accepting Durga, or Maya Lakshmi, which is actually what happened. So in the same way, when one tries to have Lakshmi, or good fortune in this world, without Krishna or Ram, guess what? You get Durga. And what does the word Durga mean? It means to move with great difficulty. And she has a trident, a Trishira. And that Trishira has 3 points. That's what Trishira means. These 3 points are Adiatmic, Adibodhic, and Adidaivic miseries. Miseries from the body and the mind, miseries from other living entities like police that stop you for a traffic ticket, miseries and miseries from the material nature in general. So this is a very important lesson. And of course, Sarpanaka also displayed this when she became lusty for Ram, actually for Lakshman and Ram. And as a result, she got a nose job. A free nose job from Lakshman, sorry. So these are some of the lessons, okay? Oh, here's other stories from the Ramayana, and this is very much in light of that, is the dangers of offending a chaste woman. You have the story of the stopping of the sun, which is also in the Markandeya Purana, but it's told in the Ramayana, how the sun was stopped when the chaste woman's husband was cursed to die by Markandeya Rishi before the rising of the sun the next day. And of course, as we mentioned the other day, that's also when you have Sugriva and Bali being born at that particular juncture. So it all fits in together. Another point of chastity is that Sita refuses Hanuman's help. Hanuman actually offers Sita Devi a way out of Lanka. And Sita Devi says, I will never touch the body of another man. You know, it's one thing that Ravan grabbed her, but I will never voluntarily touch the body of another man. And of course, another reason was that when Hanuman was going to be fighting with Ravan and everybody, Sita Devi probably would have fallen off of Hanuman's body. So anyway, these are some of the lessons we can learn from the Ramayana. Jai, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, Ki Jai. Jai. Radhakalukananda, Ki Jai.
Govindam Adi Purusham Jai Hare Krishna, oh Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, oh Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Ore Ore, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Ore Ore. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radha Lokenanu Radha Lokenanu Radha Ole Jayo Radha Jayo Hey.
Vishnupad Paramahansa Parvati Acharya, also Teta Satishi Shimad, His Divine Grace Abhaya Chananada Bhaktivananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananda Koti Vaishnav Vrindagajai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shivaita Gadadha Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrindagajai Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopika Banath Shyam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavanam Ki Jai Mathuram Ki Jai Jagannatha Swami Ki Jai Yamunamai Ki Jai Srimati Lasi Devi Ki Jai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Go. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Okay. Shastika Shri Ram Ki Jai. Program tonight starts at, what time is it?
5
with the class.
Okay. 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock dance.
Yeah.
And how long is the dance?